This is The View Beyond Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto.
So Terry, heading into the All-Star break, the Indians were really gaining some ground on the Twins, came back from the All-Star break, lost 2 out of 3, kind of lingering around 6, 6.5 games back. Can they catch this team?
They can, but a couple things have to happen. I mean, number one is if the Twins are to continue to like win almost 7 out of 10 games, the answer is no.
Right.
So
can't catch them that way.
Can't catch them that way. Logic is they won't continue to play that well. But the Indians have to crank it up and play even better than the usual 600 ball that they play in the second half after Terry Francona, when Terry Francona's manager, which I looked it up. It's exactly after the All-Star break, the Indians play 600 ball under Francona. Before that, it's 530. Mm. So they get better. But our number one, Jose Ramirez.
The third baseman.
Showing a little life. But when is this guy going to go back to playing some, you know, at least close to a guy who was an MVP candidate?
Yeah.
Which is a guy that hits for power, you know, speed, good defense at third. I will say this, his defense, which was a little shaky earlier, has gotten better. And he has continued to steal bases, but the bat stuff just hasn't been there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. I mean, number two is Jason Kipnis, your guy.
Yeah, second baseman.
Yeah, he's hitting a little better, but, you know, he's hovering around 240. So these are guys who in the past have been all-stars, who are not 35 years old or anything that where they or not dealing with a serious injury. They are just underperforming. They need to start performing. I mean, those are the two things. And the other is Carlos Santana.
He's been great.
Best year of his career at the age of 33.
Okay.
So he has to remain hot, you know, hitting home runs, hitting close to 300. And the other shocker is Roberto Perez.
He's having a season of his life.
Yes. I mean, 16 homers as we speak right now. He may, you know, Roberto Perez in 25 or 30 homers?
Yeah.
It's kind of like I thought he could play 10 years and not do that.
Yeah.
But this is his first year as a regular catcher, so he's helped them. They brought up Bobby Bradley, who struggled so far. They need somebody from the minors to just get really hot.
Hmm.
You know, in other words, another unexpected spark from somewhere. And you know, they have to really rely on their pitching to be great. Now, who made the All-Star team? What starter?
Shane Bieber.
Yeah. And, of course, when they lost their first two games to the Twins, the guy that came out and kind of stopped that was Bieber.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, the best pitcher on the staff, remember, we have Corey Kluber hurt and Carrasco hurt, Clevinger coming back from an injury. It's Shane Bieber. It's not Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, amazing.
And they will be looking at what are they going to do with Bauer. Do they keep him or they trade him? I think they will trade him. They'll trade him for some young players, one of whom will probably be able to help them now. But for well those of us the last 3 years thought the Central Division race and the regular season didn't mean much for the Indians.
It's a race.
And
that's
they,
a losing
in
one.
In fact, what you're hoping right now, it's a race where they can stay close and make it a race. It wasn't like in the past, it's like, well, nobody can put pressure on the Indians. Now it's like, can the Indians put pressure on the Twins? And I think they can. I really do if they continue to play well, and I just have a hard time believing the Twins are this good. No one expected the Twins to play this well. To me, the remarkable thing is, given the starting rotation was supposed to be the strength, given how it's been ravaged by injuries and whatever, that they are still, at least we could sit there and have a discussion about the Twins and catching them without laughing.
Exactly. All right, Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's The View Beyond Pluto with our sports commentator, Terry Pluto. You can hear him each Wednesday morning on WKSU. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.